Hello, a blessed and refreshing day to you, my dearly beloved. I welcome you to Arise Devotional for today, Thursday, the 17th day of June, 2021, on the platform of the Builders Forum. My name is Abraham Olufemi Ojeme. Today is the fourth day on our devotional series for this week, with the topic Assessing Divine Supplies for Personal Needs. We have been looking at divine supplies, man's needs, and access to God's infinite provisions. We have affirmed that the lack of the believer is not because of God's inability to provide. God has limitless capacity to provide every need of the believer at any time and in any quantity. We have this assurance in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And please permit me to read the God's Word translation. I read, "My God will richly fill your every need in a glorious way through Christ Jesus." End of quote. So the issue is not the availability of the supplies, but access to the supplies. We discover that the fundamental requirement for receiving from God is faith. Faith is non-negotiable, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, I read. "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." End of quote. Faith is a must. But we discover that the faith that will access divine supplies must be defined. So we started to look at different categories of faith. We affirmed that the fundamental faith is personal faith. This is the faith where you personally know God, not only just by experience, but also characteristically by His Word. He said this is the knowing faith, and not just the feeling faith. We gave example with Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, I read, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." End of quote. We further went on to affirm that the issue of faith is not much as the quantity, but much more the kind of faith. We discovered that in addition to personal faith, there are other dimensions of faith that will facilitate our access to divine supplies. Yesterday, we looked at transferred faith, and we refer to this as the faith we connect via publicly declared and characteristic attested preaching, as enumerated by Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 10, verse 8. I read, "But what seeth it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart." That is, the word of faith which we preach. End of quote. When the word of faith, which we contact by revelation, is publicly declared, it becomes a vehicle for the transference of the spirit of faith, as written in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. And please permit me to read the God's Word translation. I read, "The following is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We have that same spirit of faith. We also believe, therefore we also speak." End of quote. While the word of faith is contacted through revelation, the spirit of faith is encountered by impartation. This is why it is one of the fastest channels for transformational faith. Today, we want to quickly look at another category of faith that is vital for accessing divine supplies, and this is persistent faith. This is the Job kind of faith, as written in Job chapter 14, verse 14. I read, "If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. End of quote. The active word in that scripture is the word till, and it is ad in Hebrew, signifying perpetuity. Persistent faith is not intimidated by circumstances. The focus of persistent faith is result. Persistent faith doesn't count the days, months, or years. It is not moved by situations or duration. Its focus is destination. That was the situation with Job. The wealthiest man in the whole of the East became the most devastated man overnight. According to Bible history, the downturn situation of Job was for about 9 months to 1 year. Wow, what a trying period, you will say. But hear what the scripture says about Job's perspective in the midst of all this in Job chapter 2 verse 10. And please permit me to read the easy to read version translation. I read, Job answered, "You sound like one of those fools on the street corner. How can we accept all the good things that God gives us and not accept the problems?" So even after all that happened to Job, he did not sin. He did not accuse God of doing anything wrong. End of quote. That was in answer to the complaints of his wife concerning the calamities the family was going through. He remained true to God and his word, even when he seemed not to understand the situation. His focus was the destination. And of course, the destination came in Job chapter 42, verse 10. And I read, "And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." End of quote. The word turn in that scripture is the Hebrew word shub, and it means to convert. Yes, persistent faith is a spiritual converter. Hallelujah. I like the way the Good News Bible translation puts that scripture. I read, "Then, after Job had prayed for his three friends, the Lord made him prosperous again and gave him twice as much as he had before." End of quote. My friend, you can be prosperous again. You can succeed again. You can be wealthy again. You can be well again. You can marry again gloriously. You can give birth to a child again. Yes, the God we serve is the God of again and again. Hallelujah. All he's looking for is a believer who is ready to wait for him on the platform of his word till the promise becomes a reality. Not the one who at every change of event is already looking for plan B. My dear, that is persistent faith. May the Lord grant you grace for this kind of faith, particularly in the times we are in now. Please let me pray for you. I pray for you today that your faith will not expire. Rather, it will be inspired by the Holy Spirit. When people say there is a casting down, you shall say there is a lifting up. In the race of life, you will not be weary. You will not fail. You will run this race to the end successfully. Be strengthened with might in your inner man by the Spirit of the Lord. As you wait for the Lord, grace will not fail you. Unction will not fail you. I prophesy over your life. Those waiting for your shame will wait forever. You will surely return, bringing your sheaves with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Your downturn is converted to a turnaround today. Congratulations, my dear friend. Amen and amen. Peace.